what Cameo is?
Yes, I know what Cameo is. That's where you go on and you can have a famous person say happy birthday to your brother.
Famous is a strong word. But yeah, people, I think names, people that are known. I don't think anybody, you're not getting Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're getting people whose names you might know. So I went through the list of who's on Cameo because I thought it was really interesting. So I'm going to give you two names who are kind of in the same category, and I want you to tell me who costs more, Carol Baskin or Dog the Bounty Hunter?
It's got to be Carol Baskin because she was just on Dancing with the Stars, so it's got to be higher.
She's only $49 higher. So Carol Baskin is $299, Dog the Bounty Hunter is $250, which tells me he needs to raise his rates.
$300. Wow.
No, $299. It sounds cheaper.
Okay, it's $299. Okay.
Okay, look at Sharknado.
Okay.
Okay, you know, Sharknado people.
Mm-hmm.
Tara Reid, Ian Ziering. Between the two of them, which one costs more on Cameo?
It's got to be Ian. He thinks he costs more.
Yeah, he's $200 and she's $125.
That's a steal.
Do you know she follows me on Twitter?
Does she really?
Yeah.
So you could get it for cheaper. You could get it for $50.
Let's go back to the 90s. Mark McGrath from...
He's got to be $50 from Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. Or Lisa Loeb, who... Was she a one-hit wonder?
She's a complete you-know-what. I can't stand her. She was very, very, very mean to me. So I'm going to say it's got to be Mark McGrath because he thinks he's worth more.
He costs $1 less than she does. If you want Lisa Loeb, it's $100. And if it's Mark McGrath, it's $99. We'd like to save you the $1 and go with Mark McGrath because he's not a jerk.
She's one of the rudest people I've ever met.
Not worth the $100 you'd get her to say happy birthday to your grandma.
No.
Okay, between Don Johnson and David Hasselhoff, this is interesting because Don Johnson is kind of having a little bit of a resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been in a lot of movies lately, best known for Miami Vice, but as of late, he's been in tons of stuff. You know, he's in Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Nash Bridges. They're coming back with that. He was in Django Unchained.
And he did a very good job in that movie, too.
Yeah.
He was on Eastbound and Down. I'm going to go with David Hasselhoff because he's more worldwide.
Right. That's good logic. Well, you don't want to hassle the Hoff because he's only $300. Don Johnson, because he's having a resurgence, is
$500. $500.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought Hasselhoff would be higher.
Technically, it is worldwide,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know that people in Germany are like going on Cameo necessarily.
But if they are, Hasselhoff should be charging a lot more.
Yeah. Well, here's an odd one. Bob Saget and Tom Bergeron are both on Cameo. How much do you think Bob Saget is? How much do you think Tom Bergeron is? And which one do you think is more?
All right. I'm going to say Bergeron because he was on TV longer at $125. I'm going to say... $100 for Saget.
Okay. Tom Bergeron is $125. That's impressive. Yeah, it's impressive. You got that. Bob Saget, remember, he's in Fuller House. You know, he's had Netflix specials. So he's $249.
So he's higher.
Yeah. You're going to spend more for Saget than Tom Bergeron.
Well, Bergeron doesn't really have anything going on right now, so he needs the money. So I'm surprised he's not a little bit higher.
Yeah, true. Maybe he'll raise his rates now that he's off of Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an odd one. Gary Busey is on there, but so is Paul Rubens, you know, Pee Wee Herman.
Right.
So between Gary Busey and Pee Wee Herman, who costs more?
It's got to be Pee Wee, and Busey, God only knows what you're going to get.
Well, that's what I would think. I mean, you're going to want Paul Rubens to come on there as Pee Wee Herman, right? That must cost you a pretty penny. No, Gary Busey is more. Gary Busey is $350. Pee Wee Herman's $250.
Wow. Busey actually gets $350?
Yeah. All right. You know who Jaleel White is? Urkel?
Yes.
Okay. Urkel is on Cameo, but so is Tori Spelling. So between Tori Spelling and Urkel, who costs more?
Tori Spelling, because she was in Sharknado and 90210, and I don't think Urkel really has been in anything since that show. So I'm going to say Tori.
That's a really good guess, and that those are really good reasons. But no, he's $199, and she's just $99.
He's $199?
Yeah.
Will he do it as Urkel? He's got to.
Yeah, he's probably doing it as Urkel. That's probably why.
And Tori's got kids. I mean, like, yeah. 15. She's got 15 kids and a husband.
Yeah, she needs the money. But I think it's more like who the novelty act is. Like, if you can get Jaleel White to play Urkel, that's why he's going to charge you the extra $100.
I know, but if I'm going to buy you a cameo, I'm going to buy you one of Tori Spelling, not Urkel.
Oh, of course, please.
Right.
So Notorious was my favorite reality show ever. Mm. All right, here's an interesting one. Lance Bass, you know, from NSYNC and from Lance Bass World, whatever he's doing now.
Right.
Lance Bass and Sebastian Bach. Which one of those two musicians costs more on Cameo?
It should be Sebastian. Sebastian better be more, because Sebastian actually puts a lot into it. So I'm going, final answer, Sebastian Bach.
You are correct, sir. Sebastian Bach is going to cost you $420 on Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Bass, only $249.
Sebastian Bach will actually do like a 10-minute video. And he will sing, and he will sing a song to you. He will sing to Journey. Yeah, it's a whole thing that he does.
Okay, last one. Tommy Chong, you know, Cheech and Chong, Tommy mm-hmm. Chong, and Andrew Dice Clay.
Dice has got to be higher, because Dice, there's no way Dice is not going to be $300.
You know, I think before A Star Is Born, Dice was probably $50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then he did A Star Is Born. The movie was up for a bunch of Oscars, and he raised his rate. So Tommy Chong is $150. You can get Tommy Chong to do the Cheech and Chong thing for, mm-hmm. like, your brother for his birthday. Andrew Dice Clay is now $299.
I told you. Dice is going to want all the money, because he had his own show, Dice, for a while, and Dice
right.
still thinks he can sell out Madison Square Garden. You know, even today. So
he probably can. He still has fans. I interviewed him before when you and I weren't working together. During that time, I interviewed him,
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you, he's got a lot going on. He tours like crazy as a stand-up.